Yod Sivan, 4th of June, Rabbi David Tukantav, Contemporary Questions on Avodah Zorah.
Everybody, it's wonderful to be back, to see you all again, and start the day the Torah way. Very shortly we'll be having an election here in England, and in many locations, the polling station is located in a place which normally Jews would not find themselves.
Yes.
And so what I'd like to discuss this morning is contemporary shailas of Avodah Zorah. That being one of them. I'm one of the few people that can say that I, for the last year or so, I've done a little bit of Avodah Zorah every morning before Shacharis. And I lead the whole group of people in my shul in Avodah Zorah before Shacharis. And there aren't many people that can say that, and Be'ez Hashem will be finishing the Masechta shortly. I told them they have to go out and buy an Avodah Zorah. Beforehand, we learned Soito, so I told him I had to go out and get a Soito also. This is obviously, you know, nowadays Avodah Zorah, one thinks, is not such a topical shaila. There aren't so many shailas that can come up. But we see that this one about going into a polling station is one. Another shaila which had twice last week, believe it or not, involved dolls and sculptures. What's the story with dolls and sculptures and other figurines of human people? What is the halacha regarding those? So let's look into some of the sugyas a little bit, and Be'ezras Hashem, hopefully get some guidelines. I'd like to start off with a Mishnah in Masechta Avodah Zorah, Daf Yud Aleph Omud Beis. And the Mishnah says, Ir she'esh ba'avodas kechovim, if you have a city which has an idol or idolatry in it. So you're allowed to go outside of that city. If there is a city just outside of it, a town just outside of it, the fact that there is idolatry in the central town doesn't stop you from going into the nearby city. And similarly, if there is Avodah Zorah outside of a city, so it is okay to go inside of the city. And Rashi tells us that if it's a city that has idolatry, it means that if they have a pagan festival in one city, then you're allowed to be outside of that. You're allowed to do business with those who live outside of that city. Because the people who are outside that city are not necessarily following the pagan deity which is inside the city. Because this was the minag, each one had their own deity. And this one's festival is on a different day than the other one's festival. And Rashi, you know, explains that they have different days of festivities. Just because inside the city it would be forbidden to go, that doesn't cause that it should be forbidden outside the city as well, and vice versa. Then the Mishnah says, "Ma'u leilech l'shom." What about going to that city? Says Rashi, "La'oso ir b'yom avodas kechovim shelahem." Lesaper im echod b'mei ha'ir. Can you go just to talk to somebody who lives inside the city where they have an idolatrous festival going on at that time? Bizman shaderech miyuchedes la'oso mokoim. When the city, says the Mishnah, is specific to that city. That when the pathway, when the motorway, when the road is specific to that place, then osa. You're not even allowed to go on the road to that city If that road is dedicated to that city that has the idolatrous festival, but if you're able, it doesn't have a dedicated road, and that road can also be to go to another city, then you'd be allowed to be on that road, even though it does lead you to city A, because that road also leads you to city B. So the Mishnah is unequivocal over here, that when it comes to a city that has idolatry in, then that would be forbidden. So the Rambam over here on the Pirush HaMishnayos, Perek Echod Mishnah Dalet, he codifies this, and the Rambam says, "Osel likonis le'ir sheyesh ba'avodah zarah." You're not allowed to enter into a city that has idolatry, or more so to dwell in it. And therefore, you should know, says the Rambam, that any city that the Noitzris religion has, any city that they have one of their places of worship in. So the Rambam says that's Avodah Zorah B'lo Sofek. That's definitely idolatry. There is a discussion to what extent amongst the Rishonim whether that's considered idolatry or not, their religion. Oysa ha'ir osa lavir bo b'kavono. So he says that anyone that has a place of worship, one should not be allowed to live in, to even go through lava boba kavono, all the more so to live. However, says the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayos, we are unfortunately underneath their hands through our sins. So he says, what can we do? This is part of the curses which were given against Klal Yisrael, that they will go, that the Jewish people will be exiled, and they'll be living in places where they worship wood, whether it could be icons on wood, or worshipping stone, a place where they have their pilgrimage to a stone. So he says that it's true, when it comes to living in a city, really it should be forbidden, but we are anusim, otherwise there'd be no place to go. This is the reality of living in the Golos, this is part of the Klola of Golos. So we have to live there. But he said, if it's forbidden to actually dwell in the city, so then kal v'chomer beis avodah zarah atzmai, all the more so going into actually a house of avodah zarah, shu osa lanu kim'at l'ra'osai, it's almost forbidden to even gaze at it, v'kol shekein l'hiskara v'ein, all the more so to actually draw close to it, v'kol shekein l'hichonis bo'i. The Rambam is saying very clearly that it's forbidden to enter into a place of idolatrous worship, and he paskens that the Noitzri religion, which has places of worship up the road and all over, is considered Avodah Zorah. Now the Shach in Yerideas in Kuf Mem Tes of Kotan Aleph actually brings this Rambam la halacha. There is, as I say, discussion amongst the Rishonim how we view that religion. But for these intents and purposes, the Rambam says that the Shach actually brings this to halacha, and the Shulchan Aruch in Yerideh Kufnun, as if Aleph says that it's a mitzvah l'srachik miderach avodah zarah dalet amos, and the Torah in Yerideh Sim Kufnun says that it's osa liyichonis la'olam l'chotzer avodah zarah afilu tzarech dibrim echad mehem. So he says that a courtyard of Avodah Zorah is equally forbidden, even if the reason that you're going is just to speak to somebody over there. So the Rambam, so the Shulchan Aruch and the Nosei Kelim are paskening quite clearly that it is forbidden to go there even to a courtyard. And that's the way that the Poskim paskin. The Sefer Chassidim, the Siman Tof Lamatei, brings the case of a person who did go into such a place, And he says, Yehudi echo tolach b'chatzah v'edozora, that there was a Yid who in fact went into the courtyard of a place of v'edozora. K'shiyotza shom abaskel sh'omra v'oisi yishlachta achrei goyvecho rochim alef yudanet. That he heard the Baskoil severely condemning him, that you followed after your bodily desire to go and speak to somebody over there, and this is very bad for your spirituality. And the Sefer Chassidim brings this Anna Kolyomov, that he fasted his whole life. And another Yid went into such a place, an actual place of worship. He was told that you should fast every day, and that is what he did. So this is the general principle about going into a place of Avodah Zarah. What if you're going into a courtyard for a different reason? So the Igros Moshe says in Arachaim Chelet Dalet Siman Mem, he speaks about renting a hall of such a place for Torah classes or for children's games. And the Igros Moshe of Moshe Feinstein writes, Misrake Yelodim Be'ulam Hashayach Latiflo Da'akum, regarding even just children's games in their hall, Ubudova Nasachit Yelodim Beschoik Kadur Be'ulam Hashayach Latiflo Da'akum, or playing football in the hall of their place of worship, Vadai Osa Afshe'en Botsuras. It's forbidden even if it has no icons. The harachik me'olah darkecho ksiv zuminus avodah zarah daf yud zayin. So he says that it is forbidden. One has to distance oneself from there. And he says adrab yesh dilmid la'elodim shisrachaku mishom v'shumakum meshukat z'masuv. You should distance yourself from there. It's a place which is a disgrace and disgusting for a yid to be. And he says v'afshet tzarach se'el le'ezu talmud Torah ein lahatir ubiyosi kesef yasigu ezu makom. Even if a talmud Torah would need to rent their hall, he says they should be able to find another place, even though it might cost some more money. They should find another place. And the other poskim concur with Igros Moshe. So the Yechavadas Chelidalas Memhei and Titz Eliezer Chelidalas and Tzadi Aleph, as well as other poskim, they all say that it is forbidden to go even into the courtyards of such a place. So it seems to be very difficult to say that such a thing should be forbidden. Now there is a source though which we'll see will allow us to go in to this place, and it's based on a Shulchan Aruch Yerodea Siman Kuf Mem Tes, and the Shulchan Aruch there says there's a Ramah, and the Ramah says Chotzer Shel Overes Keichovim. If you do have a courtyard of a place of Avedes Keichovim, so he says Yesh Omer D'Dinay Ki'ir Shel Avedes Keichovim. There are those who say that it has the status of a city of idolatry. Obizman She'ena Ovdei Keichovim Miskavtim Shom Letarfuson Mutli Kones Shom. He brings a lenient shita. This is based on the Balei Tosfos. Who say that if they're not there at the time using it for worship, it is permitted. But then he says that if when you're going into such a place, it is clear that that this is a place of that is associated with worship, then it's going to be forbidden. And he continues, that you'd be allowed to go through the courtyard, but not actually to stop in the courtyard. So technically speaking, you can pass through it, but you can't remain into this courtyard. This is the leniency of the Ramah. But even though you're allowed to pass through it, it's midas chasidus actually to try and go a different way. Now the Pesach who speaks specifically about voting in there is the Chumas and Hagos of Ramesh Shtambach, the Rive of Yerushalayim Shlita. And he has an actual tshuva about voting. It's in Chelek Beis, Siman Tof Yud. And he has here a whole little kuntras about idolatry and Avodah Zarah Shailas. So he says in this, Nishalti Mutzal Hatzbia Lebechiris Bepo Johannesburg Bulam Hamachubla Beis Elilim Shelohem. So he was asked about voting in Johannesburg in the hall of the Beis Elilim. So he says that you're not allowed to go into the Beis Elilim. He brings this Shulchan Aruch in Yerdeya Kufnun that one has to distance oneself Balad Amos from a place. And that's even derech elilim v'lo yirak b'bayis atzmoy, even from the place that actually leads to there. And he says here the hall is next to it, roi lahachmir, avol kafi ma shematzayin hashoyol, mishamish olam gam lechol minei va'idois v'kinusim, she'en lehem shum kesher im elul shalahem. So he says, and the Matzias over there is that the hall was not used exclusively for religious gatherings, but it was used for all other sorts of gatherings. It could be it's used, for Alcoholics Anonymous. It could be it's used for martial arts classes, which is something which is which they have in local places. And in that particular situation, also it was a separate entrance, so there's less chashad, there's less reason to suspect somebody who's going in that direction that they'll be using it. So he says, in such a situation where you're voting in the hall, which is a multi-purpose hall, which is next to their place of worship, but it's a multi-purpose hall, it's used for other things as well, and it has a separate entrance, then b'dievet it's okay. Shekvam ma'ucha midai migdei la'shpia l'shanes. It's too late to try and influence the authorities to get them to change. But if you have, in the ideal situation, for those who are have influence with the authorities, it would be preferable to try and get them to use a different place as a polling booth. And he said possibly even this is legitimizing their place of worship and validating it and strengthening it because it's considered a significant place. But in our case, there's no other option and you don't have kavona to go into it, it is not forbidden to vote. According to what I've understood, that it has a different entrance anyway. Then he says, Omnom, Gamim heim nechnosim letumosom derech oiso Pesach. What happens if you're dealing with a place where it is the same entrance that leads to the actual place of worship and the hall? He says, Kiven shelachatchilam yuchdem yuid leulam leinikro Pesach aveda zora. Since this entranceway leads not just to the place of idolatry, but also leads to the actual hall, it's not considered a dedicated entranceway for idols. Because it's used as an entranceway to other things as well. So he says that even if it's just a normal hall of one of these places of worship, even if you do use the same entrance, since it's the same entrance which takes you to the hall as well as the actual place of worship, it would be ein le'esar, it is not forbidden. But he says that wherever possible, where one is able to influence the authorities to change it to a different place, then that would be very good. Therefore, hayotzi midvoreinu is that Ramesh Sternbach is paskening that even though normally it would be forbidden, as we see, to go into even the hall associated with the place of worship, here there's something very there's a unique situation, and the reason for this unique situation is that everybody knows that this is a polling booth. So not only is it not an actual place of worship, but we're saying that temporarily this has been taken over for the day, and everybody knows that it is a place of voting. So in this particular case, it's going to be permitted. So as opposed to the case of Ramosha Feinstein, where you're hiring it to use it for basketball games or for other sports, or for other meetings, or even to use it for a day of learning or something, where it's not dedicated in such a way that nationally everybody knows this is the day that everybody's going to polling. That's why Rav Moshe Feinstein and these other poskim have said that it is forbidden, but to go there specifically for polling would be permitted. An associated question that people often ask is whether they're allowed to go into, let's say, various different chapels which have beautiful artwork, inside them. They're on a visit potentially to some other European country, and there's a beautiful artwork which is over there. Are they allowed to go in just to view it? So this is discussed. The Shulchan Aruch Yerodea Simon Kufman Beis Sifte Zvov says Osli Shmoya Klei Shir Shal Avedis Gichovim Oli Estakel Benoy Avedis Gichovim Kim Shenene Bar Iyo. You're not allowed to listen to the music of idolatry or to look at their beautiful images and icons because you're benefiting from it. And the priest can bring the Birkei Yosef there, where it says, "Makan isem afurish lenichnosim lobotei avedes kechovim liris benoyehem," that you can't even go into their places of idolatry to see their beauty and their artwork. And the priest can bring this Birkei Yosef to say, "You're not allowed to go in and just say, I'm looking at the artwork." What about if it's a place of not of the Noitzrim, but let's say the Ishmaelim? Is that considered also a place of avedos zara? So there, it's already a machloikus. And the Tzitzel Yezer Chelik Yudalit Siman Tzadi Aleph, he says that the worship of their religion is equivalent to Avodah Zarah, because at the end of the day they're not mamin in the Yud Gimel Ikrim that Moshe Rabbeinu is the absolute final he's not the final Novi though in the Nevi'im afterwards, but it's not that there's a sequel to the Torah, yeah, where Hashem chooses something else. So the Tzitz Eliezer paskens that there to go into their places of worship is equivalent to Avodah Zarah. Stamazoy, it might not be a segula for Arichas Yomim, yeah. But he says that it is actually forbidden. Whereas Rav Avad Yosef in Yabiyah Emechein Zayin Yerodeh Siman Vov, he says that entering it and even praying in it is mutar. And he brings an example from Moras Arachpelo in Chevron, where everybody agrees that such a thing is allowed. So we see over here concerning polling that is definitely allowed. Agav, over here, the Chumas van Hoggis, he brings a few other shilas. He says in Siman Tov Yud Beis, if there's a clock and it's on top of a high place of Avodah Zarah, are you allowed to look at that clock? Are you benefiting from that clock? And he goes into a whole discussion over here. We don't have so much time to go into it. He wants to say that's not considered tashmishi Avodah Zarah, an accessory of Avodah Zarah. Maybe it's Reitzah B'Kiyumoy. He comes out in the end he says that it seems to be that technically it's permitted. However, you shouldn't really be gazing at it. In raw below miskaven v'yodei achshav hashor nochin loy mahaposik shachis teshakzenu v'sav tzavenu ki chayrem hu. Says you should look at your watch rather than gazing at their tall clocks. But if you do notice the time, then just you should say this posik shachis teshakzenu to show that you don't identify with it. Over here, he also, I just want to get through a few points, he also has a very, very long essay over here about Indian shaitals, where we, very, very long essay over here, in Trubas van Hoggis, Simat Tof Yudalit, Nishalti Bepeh Nochris L'Noshim Shebo'o Mehidu, Im Yesh Bo Chashash Takreves Aved Ozoro. So there, it really depends. What happens is they have this huge temple where they have millions and millions of people who go through this temple every year. It is the Tirupati temple in Andhra Pradesh. I'm not offending anybody by pronouncing that wrongly. And there are 20 million annual pilgrims to this temple in India, and there are 600 barbers employed by the temple to shave the pilgrims' hair 24 hours a day. There's certainly good business over them. Probably quite a few Israelis there, being the barbers. But the big shaila, you see, this is takreves Avodah Zarah. Takreves Avodah Zarah is something which is offered to Avodah Zarah. Something which is, and Avodah Zarah itself can actually be cancelled by an akum. So the Gemara says that David HaMelech actually wore a crown that was originally made for an Avodah Zarah called Malcolm. Right, Malcolm was the name of the Avodah Zarah, and he had the crown of this Avodah Zarah. And Itai Hagiti, Itai don't think so. Itai Agiti, I think his name was somebody who had transferred over from the Ummus HaOlam, and he chopped away a little bit at it and cancelled it as an Avodah Zarah. And David HaMelech wore this as his crown, because the Avodah Zarah itself can be cancelled. But the Gemara brings Psukim that if it's something which is offered to an Avodah Zarah, it's a kreves Avodah Zarah, it's something that can never ever actually be cancelled. And the question is whether this hair was it an act of negation that they would do before they go in, but not actually as an offering, or was it something which is actually considered an offering to Avodah Zarah? And many Peskim, Dain Aaron David Duna, went as a Shliach from Rav Eliyoshiv actually over there and had a long discussion with the priests over there, and he paskened that this was actually considered as a kreves Avodah Zarah, and therefore once it's an actual offering to Avodah Zarah, it's osa b'mashahu, it's not bottle, it needs burning potentially, and that was where he paskened. There were other places here. I'm speaking to Dayan Berkowitz Zatzal, Dayan Beryl Berkowitz Zatzal, who was a local Dayan, and he was also in great discussion with another Hindu priest, and they were back and forth having very, very specific discussions. He came out that it wasn't actually considered a takreves for Avodah Zarah at all, but it was just a self-negation, so each person should speak to the priest about that. A further point, and that is this issue of dolls. If you have dolls, do you have to decapitate them, or do you have to, which, you know, for girls maybe can be quite distressing, for boys it's like, you know, probably part of the fun, but could you, is a person allowed just to keep these dolls? So, you know, they sound very, very innocent over here. So there's a Gemara, there's a Mishnah in Avodah Zarah, Daf Mem Beis, and it says, it speaks about Hamoiti Kelim Valim Tsuras Chama Tsuras Levana Tsuras Drakoin. If you find certain images that you would have to destroy them, but there's a brisa over there that speaks about Tsuras Odom, and if you have the image of a person, are you allowed to? There's a discussion regarding. Amoraim discuss this Gemara, and Abaya says you're not allowed to make any parts of Odom, any image of a person, and Rava says you're not allowed to keep it. It's talking about someone who finds it and whether you're allowed to keep it. We don't have time to go into it in great depth over here, but the Rambam says that human sculptures are going to be forbidden, and that's in Avodah Zarah Perek Gimel Halacha Yud and Yud Aleph over there. Is that even if it's for noy, even if it's for beautification purposes, he says it's totally forbidden to keep any of these figurines. Whereas the Ma'arit in the 1500s in Shalos Shuvos Chaim Beis Yehudei Siman Lamed Hei, he says that nowadays. Like the Ran says, that a lot of it's not so widespread Avodah Zarah. He says that when the Rambam says that it is osa to have figurines, he's talking about where it's done in a way where such a thing is sometimes worshipped. Whereas if it's tsurusos tsurus lifi shok going lislamid ben o lisachik ben muta, if it is something which is made to be played with and it's recognizable. That this is not done in a choshev way, but adrabba, it's done. Children play with it. They put it on the floor. They get it in the garden. It gets dirty. So the Ma'arit wants to say that that these sorts of figurines and dollies and action men and little children's toys is going to be fine. The Netzivin HaMekshela Simon Nunzayin Oisgimel, he writes Bizman Hazeh. There's no chashad on Avodah Zarah as the Ran writes. So it's okay to have these things. So to the Biagro Kupim Aleph Sivkot and Yudches, that it would be okay to have these. So according to them, and the Chochma Sodom Klal Pehei Sivov, it is totally okay to have all of these little figurines and dollies. However, the Shevet Halevi in Chelik Zayin Simukuf Lamedalit Ois Aleph and Beis, he says Dovah Poshetu Shabuba Balas Tzur Shleim in Ponim Shleim is Oslish. He says, and this is also following the Chazanish brought in Dinah Van Hogas Yehudeh Dalet Aleph, that they say no, that with these sorts of figurines and Action Men and Dollies, where I would actually have to take off an ear, take off a nose or something like that in order to be able to have them. There's a similar discussion that they say, Doilo Mashka, page 261, says snowmen is going to be okay to make since it's not the derech to bow down to them and it's only temporary. There's a big discussion, Avnei Yoshve, Chelek Aleph Kuf Nun Aleph, about going to the wax museum. Right, whether you can go to these waxworks, because there they have these figurines, he comes out over there, that you can't go to the one in Tel Aviv, Rabbi Yisai, because it's made by Yidden, and that would be also, but to go to Madame Tussauds or something like that would be permitted. So there is a machlekes, a person which present should ask their Rav about, take your little dolly there and ask, whether he paskins over here like the Chochmas Sodom, or whether he paskins like the Shevet HaLevi, whether you can keep them as they are or not. One final point is that I remember asking Dain Berkovitz at Tzal, I asked him myself whether it was permitted, somebody to ask me whether you're allowed to go to Stonehenge, because this was a place of Avodah Zorah, but nowadays it's a ruins, its ceiling has fallen down, it's not used b'kvias at all by sane people as a place of worship. So he actually held that you can go there and you should go there. He said I should give a shiur there about Hilchos Avodah Zorah. I haven't been zeicher to do it yet. I'm just mentioning it here. Go and give a shiur on Hilchos Avodah Zorah, how originally they wanted to give honor to the servants of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they wanted to see how great HaKadosh Baruch Hu is for making such luminaries as the sun and the moon and the stars. And then they were toya, and they made this ridiculous mistake to start worshipping the servants of Hashem themselves rather than going to the boss, going to the Rabbeinu Shalom. He said, but if you do go there, give a shiur, don't bow down towards it to tie your shoelace up. Make sure to do it in the opposite direction. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should see Be'ez Hashem that we take all of these things, like voting, that there are halachas that are involved. We take these things very seriously. There shouldn't be any shyness in Hilchos Avodah Zorah by us. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us all shavah baruch v'atzlocha sel d'shmayim. Should we say the gula shleim and the b'shel t'keinu every main amen.